Hello and welcome to FMB Radio podcast series. During this mental health week, we thought that we're going to have people to interview from all around the world and talk about mental health issues and mental health support if possible. And now and today we have Nikki from Hungary who's going to share her experience with us. It's really important to know about Nikki that she moved to the UK to Nottingham at the age of 19 to study politics and international relations at the University of Nottingham. And she also did an Erasmus program in France, Toulouse. And she graduated last year and currently she's spending a gap year in Hungary. And hopefully she's going to start her master's degree in September when she's going to be studying at the University of Amsterdam. Hi Nikki, how are you?
Hi Anna, thank you for having me, and I'm very good,
my
thank
pleasure.
You.
How That's are really you? Good to hear. I'm really good as well. The weather here is really nice in Hungary, so I'm really happy to share this moment with you and this few minutes.
Well, welcome here.
Thank you very much. So because today's topic is about mental health, how is your mental health currently up with the lockdown? Did you feel more depressed than usual, or did you feel more happy, or how is it in general?
I think it's more of a roller coaster. It mm-hmm. was really bad in the beginning, I think. It was worse because I lost my job.
Mm-hmm. What happened there?
Because I am, hopefully, going to start my master's in Amsterdam. I needed to speak to my boss about it. Mm-hmm. And because of the virus, of course, he had to choose people to let go.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel okay with me being there, knowing that in maybe 2 or 3 months, I'm going to be going away anyway. Mm-hmm. And if I hadn't spoken to him, maybe different people would have been let go.
Yeah, I see. So, that was a really nice thing to do, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, so I spoke to him and we agreed that I should be the one to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a difficulty. It was difficult to deal with not having a job, not doing, well, anything during the day.
Yes.
As I had a certain day-to-day activity, you know, I had to wake up and prepare for work and go to work and be with people, and then it was just me in my room. And of course currently yes. I live with my parents, and when I moved back from Nottingham it was kind of difficult to just adjust back living with my parents again, because I was on my own for 3 years.
Yes.
But they helped me a lot during, for example, the lockdown. I think I became closer to them. In the beginning, I was feeling a bit depressed, you know, after not having a job and just being in my room and not being able to meet my friends. But I think what helped me a lot was talking to them a bit about it, mm-hmm. because they felt kind of the same.
Mm-hmm. Your parents also, or your
Yeah, my
friends,
parents, yeah. But also what they told me is you just have to look for the positive things in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the lockdown, everyone can just rest a bit. I think of our society and world has just, it's just too fast. Everything is too fast. Everything needs to be quick. And this lockdown gives us an opportunity to just stop, maybe, and think about ourselves, be with our family, be with our thoughts. So we just, well, I don't know, watched films and talked and played a lot of board games and stuff
those
like
are
that.
The best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm better now, I think. Mm-hmm. I just learned to rest, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the beginning it was difficult because I was feeling guilty that I didn't do anything.
Oh, okay,
that I was
okay.
resting. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of people feel that way. For example, I talked to my friend and she said that she could never rest. She could never feel like she could just read a book
mm-hmm.
or do a puzzle because she always constantly felt like she needed to do something productive.
Mm-hmm.
She needed to study, she needed to work, she needed to prepare for a lesson, for example. And now it's the same with her. She can just go out to the garden and just, I don't
do
know,
nothing.
Some bad,
garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good to hear. And I think I totally agree with that, because now I could see everything like these things on social media that, you know, it's time to just read a book, just be with yourself, and also to be productive and something. And also it's a bit heavy because you feel like you should be doing something with your free time now. But I think it all means different things for someone. So for some, it's like reading books, some it's cooking, someone it's just watching simply movies. But I think it's also really hard because when you have so much free time, it just like, it's really, it can be really, really heavy on your mental health because you can be really with your thoughts and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really good that you reached out and talked to your parents about it, because that's really true, that you just have to be positive about anything. And just if you have a bad thought or something, just talk to someone and try to think of something else, because you cannot really change the situation with the lockdown. You cannot really meet with your friends, but you can video call them. You can play board game with your parents, as you mentioned. So I think that was a really good idea. And did they give you any advice, or would you give anyone any advice regarding this topic? If they just like, for example, if they're home alone and they have to spend a couple of more weeks alone.
Well, I think everyone deals with every situation differently. So of course, I'm not the person to give advice to people, I don't know. But I think what helped me a lot was having a schedule.
Oh, okay.
Because in the beginning, I was kind of lost. I was depressed. I was just alone and I didn't know what to do. And because I didn't have a schedule, I just felt lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent my time in the beginning watching Netflix. But then I felt really bad for just doing nothing and watching Netflix and not having something to do exactly. So one time I was just, I said to myself, okay, let's make a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So then now I have a schedule for every day, not exact time, mm-hmm. but I would just wake up, have breakfast. I would just do a little bit of sport, some kind of exercise, and then maybe read a book, or if I need to prepare for a lesson and do that,
mm-hmm.
or maybe go to do shopping, I do that. And then in the evening I do something else, so I would just come up with ideas what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what the other thing is that you can find new hobbies. For example, I tried drawing.
Oh, cool.
I got a piano, so now I can play and practice piano and songs and like maybe like do puzzles. So like try different things, because that maybe just gets your mind off things.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, I think lockdown is most difficult on people who have maybe depression, mm-hmm. and who are currently struggling with mental issues. And I think being alone and being on your own in this time can be really difficult, because I know I've been there, and some people just lie, I don't know, on the bed, and they do not like to talk to people about it.
Mm-hmm.
But some people would like to reach out maybe. And I think during lockdown, hobbies and finding things to do to take your mind off this mental issue is, I think it's an advantageous thing to do. Maybe if you wouldn't like to talk to someone because you're not ready to open up about your issues, if you just do something that makes you a little bit happy, just drawing or just, I don't know, something.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, you should do that, because just that's a little bit of happiness that you can have, and that's yours, and nobody can take that away from you.
No, I totally agree with that, because I also feel that, you know, everyone is different, and, you know, for some maybe drawing would work, or playing piano, or for some it would be like more of an exercise or something.
Yeah, like photography.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's the same, like, because I wanted to be really productive and, like, you know, hitting the gym and stuff, but like currently I cannot. And so I tried the yoga, and, you know, it was like at the beginning it was really hard, and I usually did it for like, I don't know, 40 minutes or 50 minutes, and I became really tired, and I became like, oh my god, I'm so not flexible, and it was just became hard. And I just realized that, why would I do it for that long period? If I'm just like happy doing it for 10 minutes, then that should be still okay. And I think it's like really important to find the balance, like find the ideal thing for you, because maybe I just feel like it's not the same for everyone, and maybe like also a small bit of exercise can be like much more happy, like a happier moment for you than like an hour long of activity. I feel that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if something just makes you happy a little bit, then you should do it. And it doesn't have to be what society deems it to be. It doesn't have to be 1 hour long run.
Yeah.
If you're just happy, you know, walking half an hour, 20 minutes maybe in the park, that's okay. That's great. You know,
yeah.
You can, it sounds a bit cheesy, I think, but you can just look at the trees.
Still good,
and just,
yeah.
Yeah, you can appreciate a lot of things. Nature is beautiful.
True.
And, you know, because we cannot really meet with our friends.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of a tradition that we would meet up and just walk in the park for like an hour.
Cool, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I think the last time I was in the park or I was just walking and being out there was when I was maybe 12.
Oh, God.
Or 10 years old.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in this society, everything is about
you don't really
technology.
Do that, yeah.
Yeah. Especially.
You go for have a coffee or go to a restaurant or something, but you don't really just go for a walk.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not something that you would do.
And to be honest, I got to know a lot of my neighborhood that I haven't known before. Like, it's beautiful, actually, and didn't know that.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, you kind of reached out to your friends because you went on a walk with them and stuff, but do you think it was more important for you now to reach out, or was the same, or did it help anyhow that you could talk to them more, or did like your relationship with your friends or your boyfriend or your parents also changed any?
I think during the lockdown my parents and I became much closer because we spent more time together. Before the lockdown I was happy being busy. I went to work or I went to teach lessons, or I was happy to meet up with my friends after all of that, and I didn't really spend much time in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's fun. I enjoy it. So yeah, when I was little I spent more time with them, but I forgot how it is actually and how important they are. With my friends, I'm not sure because I have a few really close friends. I'm that person. I don't need a lot of people to be around me.
Yeah,
and I'm the person that talk to them like 24/7 maybe, or like one or two, or maybe just catch up with them once a day or like talk on the phone. So I think it's been the same.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, when I moved to the UK for the first time when I was 19, I think that's when a lot of my relationships changed, I think. Because for example, with my parents as well, before I moved to the UK, I fought a lot with my mom. I think I was a bratty child.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So many things changed.
I mean,
since.
I wasn't the worst child, but I was kind of
not the nicest.
Yeah, I wasn't the nicest, I think. And I didn't appreciate how much of a good life they gave to me and how much I loved them. I didn't like I knew that. I knew that I loved them, but I didn't really think about it. And then when I moved to the UK, I just felt so alone for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I was with one of my best friends. So I could talk to her, but that was a difficult time as well.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I was away from my family, and they gave me so much support. Mm-hmm. Even though they weren't there, we started talking a lot more, even on Skype, on the phone. And what I realized is that I can talk to them about anything and about my emotions as well and what I felt, and I hadn't done that before. I never talked about my emotions to my parents, like I never shared anything. I'm kind of a closed off person, but yeah, with my friends that never happened. With my friends,
yeah,
and that completely changed when I moved. So
and it was probably because as you moved to the UK everything was put in different perspective. Because, you know, it's like, I think it's hard to appreciate what you have when you have it. But once everything changes and you don't have it anymore, you just like see it completely different.
Yeah, right? So. Exactly. Like I changed so much as well about being there and my perspective as well. So I think you can relate.
Yeah.
You know how you felt.
Yeah.
When you moved.
No, it was definitely the same because being like, I never really knew anyone who was like suffering from mental health issues or like being lonely or depressed, and you know it's not something that we usually discuss in the family or in my like acquaintances or with my friends, because it's something that is not really common in Hungary or among my friends. And And I thought that, like, okay, being depressed is like, you know, it's just a state of mind. So it's not really, it's something that you can easily change because it's just your thoughts. But yeah. When I was also feeling down because of the same thing, because I was feeling lonely, and I think that's a really horrible feeling, it just came to my mind that I cannot really change it. Like, you know, I have this like really awful thoughts and I don't know how to escape them. I just don't know how to change them. I just don't know what to do. And I feel like I'm really like a self-aware person, but still I had no idea what to do with them, because I knew like logically and I knew deep down that, you know, they're just like bad thoughts, but I had no idea how to change them. And personally, I feel like my relationships with my parents also changed. But I'm that kind of person who doesn't, like, I reach out, but I don't really like to talk about my emotions in that sense, because I feel like I just want to understand them and I'm the best person to understand them. Sometimes I, like, usually talk to people about their experiences and that also helps me. But I think no one, like, people can help me to understand myself a lot, mm-hmm. but they cannot totally understand the way I was feeling, mm-hmm. in a sense, because, like, for example, my parents, I think that they've never felt lonely before, like, ever in their life, and because they couldn't really understand what I was feeling. And it was also the same with my friends who were staying here, and I was with one of my friends that I was living in the UK. She was the one, I think, who could understand it the most, because she was also going through the same. And also my boyfriend at the time, because she was also feeling the same way. So I think this is why my relationship got better with my parents, but not through this emotional side, I would say that.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely understand that. And what you said about having bad thoughts, I think it's the most difficult thing ever, yeah. when you feel totally. Depressed, is that from the outside, I think it seems like there's a person and he's feeling sad or she's feeling sad, and why isn't she just happier? Like,
yeah.
She has a good life. Why is she sad? She should be happier. She should be. I don't know. Just doing something. It's you know, you just have to be happy. Or, I don't know. And people don't realize that when you're depressed or when you're just feeling down and you have these thoughts, logically, as you said, you're aware that these are bad thoughts, but you cannot do anything about them. You just have them, and they control your whole life, and you cannot just push them away because they're there all the time in your head.
Yeah.
So I know it's like very, very difficult to deal with them. So that's why I think doing just something that brings you a little bit of happiness, just maybe to your day, I think that's the best thing you can do, because just take one day at a time and maybe one day you'll just feel better.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think it's also really important to just like be aware of that anyone can feel really down. And I feel that some people are kind of ashamed of how they feel, because they shouldn't, because as you mentioned, you have a wonderful life, you have almost everything, and why you should be feel depressed. And I think many reasons why people don't really reach out is the same reason as you mentioned, because people don't understand it. Yeah. They just look at you like, okay, yeah, why are you sad? And I think no one can really understand how you feel, and they cannot completely help you until they experience that, because once they do, they can see that it's not just sadness, it's a whole lot of anxiety, a whole lot of bad thoughts, and which is like makes you not wake up, like move out of your bed, which like denies you, like or stops you from meeting with your friends because you have these bad thoughts that, oh my god, something bad is gonna happen, or I don't know, something about your appearance or something. So I feel that's really difficult about this mental health, because it's something that is not that widely discussed, especially in Hungary. I don't feel that people really think of depressed people as they are like, as is an illness or something that should be cured. It's something that, oh my god, it's just like this person is just sad.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's maybe one of the differences between, for example, the UK and yeah. Hungary, is that in the UK, depression is something that, you know, is acknowledged.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this something that should be helped? And if you're depressed and you go to the doctor, that it's dealt with. Or maybe they are trying to deal with it. As in Hungary, if you're depressed or you say that you're depressed, they just laugh at you. It's like wow, you're weak.
Yeah.
It's like you're just sad, you're just whiny, just man up. And it's something that if you're depressed here, it just basically shows that you're weak. Which is a horrible thing to say, I think. Maybe our generation is getting better at acknowledging it, so I think that's good. For example, like I remember when I was maybe 13 and I was really sad, I was crying, and my dad came into my room and was asking about like what makes me sad and why am I sad and stuff like that. And I told him, and he just said that there are people in the world who don't have legs. Why are you sad? And logically, it's true.
It makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, but it makes sense, yeah. Like, why am I sad? Like, fortunately, I am healthy, so to say. I have a house, a roof over my head. I have a family that loves me, and I love them back. So why am I sad? But with like, depression and stuff, it doesn't work that way,
yeah.
You know, it's, of course, we are a little bit selfish because we are people, and doesn't matter whether another person has it first. If you have something that just troubles you, it's you know the most important thing to you, and you don't care about other people's sadness. Exactly, yeah. You care about yours.
Yeah, because I feel that like with depression, you can be in any like status. Yeah. You can be like any status, financially or socially. It depends on your perspective. Yeah. So you can see anything, like for example, you can see that you're living in a house from a negative perspective, saying that why don't you live in a bigger house?
Yeah.
Why don't you live with your friends? Why don't you live with your boyfriend? So I think this is the problem with depression, that it's just like not only a problem for those who doesn't have many things, but it can't affect anyone.
Yeah, because it's in your mind. It's
exactly,
like,
yeah.
It's true that you are your worst enemy. Like, you cannot go against your mind because it's there. And it's about perspective. Like, you can see the positive things in life and you can see the negative. And if you only see the negative things, then it doesn't matter how much of a good life you're considered to have, because it's in your mind that, you know, just fights against you and says that, no, you have a really bad life and you're bad and you have it bad. I don't know. It's just negative all the way through.
Yeah.
So I think that is what was the hardest.
Yeah. No, I agree. And you mentioned that you also been in situations when you were feeling really depressed and down. And what do you think changed with your perspective to know that you are now in a much more stable status? You are like not in the depressed position. And what changed? Like,
I think it was definitely a process. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, someone who is depressed, you know, those bad thoughts that makes you feel really sad, they are always there a little bit. So I don't think they ever go away.
Mm-hmm.
They are at the back of your mind, but yeah, there were days when I couldn't leave my house because I felt so anxious and I felt so bad and I felt like paranoid, and it was just, I can't even describe how I felt. Like, I literally,
it's horrible.
Yeah, like I texted my teacher that I just cannot go to school, and I didn't go to school because I felt so anxious and sad and depressed. And I think, you know, I have my battles and people have theirs, but it's just perspective and how you look at things. Like, when I woke up and the day gone by and I felt like this day was a failure, and then when I tried to realize that it's not the world who is against me, it's me, it's my mind, and I am the one who has to, well, claw my way back in the world and out of this hole. And I tried to do just little things that maybe, that it would feel like at the end of the day that this wasn't a failure. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, a victory. Mm-hmm. And as I felt maybe happier and felt, you know, this day was actually a victory because I achieved something towards my goals. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to have even just little goals. Like, I don't know, you set a goal that you will exercise for 20 minutes or that you will read a book, not a book in a day, but like five pages, whatever makes you, you know, happy or better. You set a goal and you actually achieve it, then you feel good. Like, that's a victory. And you just have to take it one day at a time. And as you feel more victories, you feel more happy and more confident. Yeah. And then you can set, you know, other goals, maybe bigger goals. That's what I think helped me. Mm-hmm. And when I could achieve something that I set for myself, I felt better, I felt stronger, mm-hmm. and I felt like, you know, maybe I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just took it one day at a time. It was a process. It was months.
Yeah.
But looking back, it was just so much of a difference.
Yeah.
It made so much of a difference, yeah.
Yeah. I see, that's a really good point, because I feel that it's going to be a process for you to, like, change your thoughts, because it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen if you talk to your friends. It's not just going to happen with one talk or something. But the same, like, with these achievements, I think it's really good, because it gives you some kind of confidence and it increases your self-esteem. But at the same time, it's really important to not make like really not doesn't make like really high goals.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, it can be also failure to, like, okay, I want to set aside for 1 hour, but I could only do this for 40 minutes. And if a person is depressed, they're not going to see, oh my God, I did 40 minutes.
Yeah.
They're going to see they didn't do 20 minutes more.
Yeah.
So this is why I think it's so important, as you mentioned, to just, like, do small steps, and when you feel like you can achieve a bit more, for example, then you do those and just, like, increase.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the matter of feeling like something is a victory and not a failure.
Yeah.
So if you think, yeah, I can do 20 minutes, for example, because that's a good example,
yeah,
then I think you can do 20 minutes, and then you do it, and you feel better, and you feel confident, and you feel more motivated, I think.
Yeah, true.
So maybe next time I can do 22 minutes or whatever. Yeah. You know, you can start with 5 minutes. It doesn't matter. Only like what matters is that you feel like it's a victory.
Yeah, I agree.
And like, what's difficult is just feeling like you can never do anything. Like you can never feel success. And if you can do that, then I think, you know, if we'll get better.
Yeah. No, I agree. And also what I would like to add to it is that it's not like during this process, you don't always have to set yourself goals, because it also depends on how you wake up.
Yeah.
So, for example, there are days when I just, like, feel like doing nothing. And there were moments when I just feel like, okay, I'm a, like, potato. Like, I'm not doing really anything. But then I was like, you know what? I'm just doing what I need right now. Like, I don't want to exercise. I don't want to be productive. I'm going to be maybe productive tomorrow or after that. But today, it's just all for myself.
Yeah.
And I think it was also really, it's also really just like the knowledge that you don't always have to be on top of everything. You don't always have to set expectations for yourself, because it's really important. It's like, I think it's really important to set goals and to, you know, move forward with your life, because if you're depressed, this is what gives you motivation to wake up, to go see your friends, or to go to, I don't know, shopping or something, or go to the gym. At the same time, it's also important to acknowledge that you're not going to feel motivated all the time, and that's totally okay as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's one of the things that you have to accept, that sometimes you just have to have, like, a me time.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
it's completely okay.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to just lay in bed, maybe, or just watch a movie, or just relax a bit, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because if it makes you happy, then, and that's what you need, then yeah, go for it.
Exactly. And I think it's also really important that, you know, many people who suffer from mental illness feel like they don't really want to reach out because they can bother their friends, or they wouldn't understand them. And from one perspective, it's true that it's difficult for them to understand them totally. But at the same time, it can help so much if you just talk to someone. And even if you don't talk to someone about your problems, but in general, I think because we're social beings, we just need the support. And we just sometimes, I think being depressed also sometimes mean that you feel worthless.
Yeah.
And if you just see that someone is happy to talk to you, and, you know, they just kind of, you feel like they need you in their life, I think it can also give you a sense of purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
It can also increase your mental state.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
So I think it's just all about figuring out what works best for you. And I think it's also a process. It was also a process for me. I thought that maybe working out or, I don't know, watching movies at my house, it would be the best idea. But then I just realized that, no, it's just how I see things. I just have to stop, like force my bad thoughts to stop and focus on the good aspects. And at the beginning it was quite hard because, you know, it's really hard to stop your thoughts.
Yeah.
But after a while, I could just manage to do it. And it was such a freeing experience to just like, you know, I have this bad thought and I just could stop it.
Yeah.
And I don't really have any bad thoughts since, because I just know when I have it, I just stop it and do something else to just like make myself happy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, I think that was for today. And thank you, Nikki, a lot for coming.
Well, thank you for having me.
It was really great, and keep safe during the lockdown. And I hope that the situation will get better. And
thank you.
And yeah, be safe, and also with your family.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.